The city of Santa Fe will soon be getting a third speed enforcement vehicle. That's according to the administrator of the speed SUV program here in the city. The SUVs take photos of speeders as they go by and then send tickets in the mail to the owner of the vehicle. The third SUV will arrive thanks to an Arizona-based company called Red Flex Traffic Systems. They run red light camera programs and speed enforcement programs all across the country. The administrator of the speed enforcement program here in Santa Fe says that getting the new vehicle is about public safety and not about profit. She says that the city only gets between $12 and $18 from each ticket. Officials with Santa Fe Public Schools say they plan on buying $2.4 million worth of Apple computers. The equipment will be used to help improve student math scores through web-based instruction programs. Right now, only about 32% of 8th graders are proficient in math. The school board voted 5-0 to approve the program at their meeting on July 17th. The effort focuses on engaging tech-savvy young people through interactive online courses. Residents here in Santa Fe will be able to pick up recycling bins at various locations throughout the city this week. It's part of a special promotion aimed at increasing participation in the city's curbside recycling program. You will be able to pick up bins today at the main library on Washington Avenue between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You'll also be able to pick up bins at the Southside Library on Wednesday. That library is located on Jaguar Drive. Mostly sunny today with a high near 81 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can get all the news and information you need by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.